Nesting by Joy McLean. Hear the word of God. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. John 14, verse 2.
Years ago, I traveled to Seattle to speak at a women's retreat. A woman in the church prepared the room I would be occupying for the weekend. She had called me ahead of time and asked me many questions about what my favorite foods were, what I enjoyed reading, my favorite pastimes, and even my favorite colors. When I walked into the room, I was amazed. The extent to which she had gone to make every detail of the room reveal that it had been prepared just for me was overwhelming. From baskets of my favorite snacks to special decorations, even a book from my favorite author. I felt so special, so thought about. Waiting for your child is a wonderful time to prepare your home for him or her. It's a great time to purge the clutter and eliminate distractions. There will be many adjustments when you bring your child home. Establishing some order will help make that transition easier. Most importantly, prepare your child's room. You don't want to overwhelm the child with a vast array of possessions or options. Some children who have been institutionalized cannot handle the overstimulation of bright colors or a collection of toys. For them, the most loving preparation could be paring it down, keeping it extremely simplistic. Preparing for your child is such an exciting time. However, what if we spent just as much time preparing our hearts as we did the physical surroundings? Bringing a child into our lives will naturally bring many changes. Yet we often concentrate on the longings of our heart changes, like cuddling with our precious new baby or hearing an older child say, "Mommy and Daddy." We look forward to reading stories together, taking walks, eating dinner as a family, and bedtime prayers. But what about the things that aren't so fun? What about the times when we are rendered helpless, on our knees for this child? What about when they are sick, when they are lonely, when they face the reality of so many hurts of being orphaned? What if we humbled ourselves enough to ask God to teach us what it would look to be prepared for a child in our hearts and in our attitudes, for the not-so-fun times and often the harsh and heartbreaking times? Perhaps our preparing should be considered in all things physical and spiritual. Perhaps we should go to the Father, the one who knows what it is to prepare, and ask that our hearts long for what our children will need most, and that is parents seeking the will of God.